Good morning. It's 8:16. It's time for the morning interview. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sick of Sentinel sports editor. And we have the cast of, well, part of the cast of You Can't Take It With You in for this morning. The Sick High production that's coming up. You Can't Take It With You, of course, lampooning tax evasion and domestic terrorism. Zach Wright, do you find tax evasion and domestic terrorism to be laughing matters?
Always.
Awesome. Well, off to a good start. So you guys, a little over a week away from your performance, Zach Wright, Quinlan Holder, Elias Erickson. Elias, what's your role in the play?
I play Tony.
And Tony's role, it's, give us a little more than Tony.
Yeah, well, the whole play is based around just a really quirky family and their interaction with a really normal family. And so I happen to be the boy of a very normal, boring family. Whose name is Tony.
Okay, and Zach, your role is?
I am a grandfather of the main house where everything takes place. I am the ringleader of all the crazy shenanigans that have been born from this house.
And Quinlan?
I am in a roommate situation with the maid of the family, and I am basically always around.
So, like, freeloader, was that a fair...
Basically, yeah, with living off welfare, doing as I please.
And so we're looking at a comedy with You Can't Take It With You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give us an idea what... Give us a quick synopsis, Zach.
All right, so, basically, it is... It's sort of the whole cliche of a crazy family, but then there's one girl in that crazy family that's normal, and she wants to bring her normal boyfriend and their normal family over and has to try to change the house and change her family to make them all normal and to be able to hit it off with this family without looking super crazy.
And Elias, you would be the...
I am the normal boyfriend of this normal girl in the crazy family.
So how do you act that? How do you do the straight man role?
It's rough when everyone else is being really ridiculous because part of me wants to join them, but it's like I gotta stick with it. I am normal. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good time.
Quinlan, do you try and get Elias to break? Do you try and get him to laugh during performances?
Actually, no. Me and Elias never talk. Like, I don't even get introduced to him. The entire play, I never interact with Elias. So.
There's scenes where we're together and we're right next to each other, but I just stare at her.
Okay, well we'll send that question over to Zach then. Zach, do you guys try to make Elias break since he's got to play a straight man here?
We mostly work on Elias's father, but Elias breaks a little bit.
There is one person in the play who makes me break every rehearsal, and that is Will Pate.
Oh my goodness, let's not talk about Will Pate.
It is, he's just too funny.
How many people do you guys have in this cast?
16, not including there's a couple extras that require only a couple lines, though. So out of the actual cast, 16 people.
And then we have a couple more people in our class who are the stage crew.
Mm-hmm.
And so where are you guys at right now in the process? You got a week plus before you go on stage. Quinlan, where are you guys? What's rehearsals looking
we're,
like right now?
We're off script, and we can't ask for lines anymore. So it's a little messy, but we're getting better.
And so what's the, when did you guys go off script?
Like,
I don't know why I'm asking
Monday?
The person who just said they never
yeah.
talk. But
no, I do talk. I don't talk to Elias.
And... So Zach, when you guys, what'd your last rehearsal look like? Let's get an idea of where you guys are at.
All right. So yesterday we ran through all of scene one in 35 minutes, which is actually pretty good. We haven't done that before. That was pretty quick. And our lines were pretty down, which is something different, especially now that we can't call for lines. So it was actually pretty clean. There was a couple rough spots where people forgot their lines and it just went silent for a couple seconds, but we got to work out the kinks, but it'll get better.
Yeah, so about a month ago is when we went off the book, but we could still ask for lines. So if you didn't know your line, you would say line. But then they would mark you down with a tally mark. And so every time you got marked down, your grade would go down until you get more lines. So one day when we're going through an easier part of the play, we'll all have threes and fours in the class, and then the next day we will all have zeros and ones. So you never know.
Do you guys put the tally marks up on a whiteboard so everybody can shame each other?
That would be funny.
A constant
I wish we did
ranking.
Our lovely stage manager Bailey, she has a little notebook.
Yeah.
with our names on it, and she,
Do you try to get to Bailey? Like, can you bribe Bailey?
I've tried.
We have tried.
She is stone cold. Like, she
cannot be had.
But she's so nice. She's a great stage director, too. She's a freshman, and she came in, and this is, like, her first time ever doing something like this. Yeah. And, like, she's doing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Elias Erickson, Zach Wright, Quinlan Holder in with us this morning. Sika High production of You Can't Take It With You, which is next Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. And you have a Sunday at 2 o'clock, right?
Exactly.
So you guys have been working on this all semester now. And this is a 1938 production, right?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back a while. How is it aged? Obviously, it's popular among people who know theater. Like, no, it comes up a lot. But when you guys first encountered it, did you notice that it was 80 years old, 70 years old?
The only thing that made it really noticeable is there's a couple old references. But, of course, we had to take some of those out because even looking it up, it didn't make sense and none of us understood it. So we just had to figure out a couple of the references, make them more general. But overall, I feel like it's a very timeless play.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Did it make you guys laugh? Like, were the jokes landing for you guys?
And it's really funny because as we go through the play, as we get to know the play better, even now, more and more jokes are coming up. Like, every day we'll find something new that's funny, some little bit of hidden humor in the play. So it's like as we go on with it, we're finding more and more things that are funny about this. It's cool.
It's interesting because there's so many people doing so many things at the same time that just reading through the play, a lot of times you don't actually get a lot of the jokes that should be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So the more and more we are actually acting through them, the more we notice, oh, hey, this is why this scene's funny, or this is why this person reacts with this when we didn't understand it before, which is cool.
Well, I mean, this is a play that's kind of a farce of the highest order, isn't it? It's like Romeo and Juliet if it were acted by clowns. Like, you have these two different families. So, Quinlan, what's it like doing that sort of, that level of comedic acting?
It's really interesting. We have a great cast who are all very funny people in general, so when you give them good material, it's really fun.
How much of it is playing off each other, Zach? How much of it is playing with the material? Like, do you kind of split the difference? And sometimes you're working with each other. Sometimes you're just trying to find something new in the material.
That's interesting. This one, a lot of it just plays off of each other because it's a weird play. And one of the things that I think is the main issue wave we have been having some troubles with it is that almost everyone is on the stage at all times. And so everyone has to play off of every other character. And so there's so many things going on, which is what makes it difficult. Because oftentimes in most plays, there's a story going on and maybe there's like two or three characters on the stage at a time and it switches out. But no, we got 15 people on the stage.
In my experience, people who answer questions with "that's interesting" usually don't think the question's actually that interesting, and you guys both did that, so that's my fault. So we will try to do better with this next question for Elias. Elias, when you guys miss a line, who's the best at faking?
That's interesting. No, who's the best at faking? Oh, man. I think, gosh, that's a tough one. Everybody does their own thing. So when they don't know what to say, everybody has their like go-to response. Like, so like we have an exchange student playing a big Russian dancer and he does his big old laugh. He's like, when he doesn't know what to say. Or myself, I call Alice. She's the normal girl in the... Yeah, Zach's laughing. She's the normal girl in the really funny family. And I call her darling at least like 30 times in this play. So my go-to response when I don't know what to say is just darling, hoping somebody else will pick up on the line and help me through it.
So that's just, you just throw them the jazz hands and the darling and kind of hope someone bails you out.
Exactly.
Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Let's see. You guys are the 20th and the 21st. That's Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are... $10 for adults, $5 for students. You guys are at the pack. Did I miss anything, Zach?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks for coming in this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, Zach Wright, Elias Erickson, and Quinlan Holder. Thank you, guys. And we will send it back to Morning Edition.
Thank you.